Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Recent budget cuts and foreign aid were lower than anticipated. Food for the Hungary's U.S. President Dave Evans says the victory was thrilling, but also short-lived.
In fiscal year 12, starting in October, and right now the process is going through Congress, some of these same cuts that were removed from this current budget are being talked about being put back in.
Food for the Hungry's keeping up their aid work, though. It's maintaining its work in 20 countries and around the world through the local church. They're able to provide physical sustenance to many, but the gospel as well. Next, 2 months ago, we introduced you to a project to reach 140,000 exiled Tibetans with godly family life training. In just a few weeks, Pioneers has seen success. The local refugee camp leader previously denied more than 80% of Pioneers' community development efforts, yet has taken personal risk in making sure that the Trelwa project is seen through. Parents have hailed the media project as useful. Doors are opening for the gospel. And pluralism and universalism have become a problem both within and outside the church. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore says the American church has shifted from a theological-based doctrine to an action-oriented one. Moore warns,
people gravitating toward that which is easy, that which is more appealing to our American lifestyle, the consequences of that could potentially be disastrous.
InterVarsity's college ministry has seen an increasing openness to the idea that everyone will eventually be saved, but they're successfully combating these false doctrines with truth and more coming to Christ than ever before. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's our daily email news updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.